The Braingasm Podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. To get a free 30-day trial and one free audiobook of your choosing, go to www.audibletrial.com/braingasm or click the link on braingasmpodcast.com. Help us help them help you. The rare win-win-win. Hey, Cheska, do you ever buy anything on Amazon?
Well, yes, Ben, I do.
Did you know that you can go to braingasmpodcast.com right now, click the banner ad for Amazon, and everything you buy, we get a kickback from?
Really? What was that URL again?
That's braingasmpodcast.com. Click the banner ad at the top, go to Amazon, and everything you buy helps support the Braingasm Podcast. And the best thing is, it doesn't cost you a dime. Warning. Adrian!
The Braingasm Podcast.
And welcome to the Braingasm Podcast, episode number 152.
152.
No, you're not allowed to say that. You have to say 153.
153.
We have to recreate this exactly as it was before technology continued its ongoing war against Ben.
Tech diff.
Oh my god. I am one giant tech diff at this point. I have become a walking technical difficulty.
I'm so sorry.
You know, it's like it's almost getting to the point of a joke. Like, it seriously is getting ridiculous how fucking everything I own is breaking. Like, it's just, it's so. Welcome to the Braingasm Podcast. My name is Ben. This is not, I don't mean to go off on a rant here, but like, I'm honestly getting to the point of like, just, I don't even understand it.
It's all right. And I'm Cheska, as always.
Do you know, you know the whole list, right?
I do, yes. You explained it before we got on air, and then it's like, lo and behold, as soon as we get on air, it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, if you're new to the show, you might not remember that I had a house fire about 2.5 years ago, and I lost pretty much everything that I own. So all of my technology is everything, all of my electronic devices I had to replace. So everything that I own pretty much is almost the same, all exactly the same age.
Mm-mm.
And in this past week, 2 weeks, maybe barely 2 weeks, but it's been a week, I swear to God. Every single thing I own has decided to break for no reason. And it's not, okay, and I know this is not me at the Apple store where I'm saying, no, it broke for no reason, but, you know, like fucking dropped it or something like that.
Oh my
like,
God.
This is me telling you, the Braingasm fans, hand to whatever the hell is flying spaghetti monster, cross my heart and hope to die. No reason. No reason at all. Like, I haven't dropped any of my stuff. I haven't gotten water on any of my stuff. I haven't been unusually rough with any of my stuff. Most of my, like, my electronic devices. Like, the one that's really pissing me off is my computer. Because my computer sits at a desk. It sits at a desk. It's been sitting at a desk for the past, like, 2 weeks because I've been having troubles with it. And it just breaking for no reason. It's just, yeah, it's getting to the point of parody. Like, it started with my phone. The phone was the first thing to go. The first thing that happened was my iPhone's dock connector started to go. The dock connector, if you're not familiar, is the part of the bottom of the iPhone that you plug the USB connector into.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of an essential part of the phone.
Yeah.
Because it turns out if you don't have that, there's no way to charge the battery. So, my iPhone's dock connector started to go. This is about a month ago. My iPhone's dock connector started to go about a month ago. The problem was, you know that weird sweet spot where it's broken enough that it's really annoying, but it's not broken enough that you are compelled to immediately fix it?
Yeah.
I lived in that sweet spot for a month where it would charge for a while, mm-hmm. and then it wouldn't charge at all. And then it would charge, but it would only charge to 40%. And it would just stop at that point. It wouldn't charge ever again. And I would plug it on my computer. And I didn't even know this was possible. I had this happen to me. This is a true story. My iPhone died mid-sync because its battery died. While it was plugged into the computer, somehow the battery died.
Oh, my God.
And it just kept getting worse. It went away for like 2 weeks. There was 2 weeks where it just totally went away. Like, just totally, it was exactly fine. It was charging fine. Everything was fine. And then out of nowhere, right back again.
Aww.
Eventually, I had to break down and just buy a new dock connector, which I got on eBay for $7.
That's not bad, though.
Yeah, so I installed it, and then now the phone works perfectly fine.
Yeah.
For a week, the phone worked perfectly fine.
That's not bad.
Then you ready for this?
Let me hear.
Yesterday,
uh-oh,
out of nowhere, the headphone jack decided that even if no headphone was plugged into it, there was a headphone plugged into it. Now, here's the weird part about this one again. Also, for no reason, went away. So right now I'm living in this weird yesterday sweet spot where all of a sudden that just decided it's working again. For how long this will continue to work, I have no fucking clue at this point.
I hate that so much.
That's only the phone. So the phone, that's where the phone currently stands. It is in a tentatively operative state. Let's move on to the computer. On the exact same day that my phone decided that, remember, this is the second time. So the second time that my phone decided, when the dock connector finally went for good, my computer's trackpad decided it no longer liked life. And it just started doing, it's done this thing periodically in the past. And I think everyone who's owned a Mac with a trackpad has had this problem before, where it starts moving on its own and clicking on its own.
Yes, I've had that with my with my HP computer. That used to happen.
Yeah, everyone's had that at some point. And it, what does it do?
It just annoys the shit out of you.
But it does it for a while, and then what happens?
It just stops.
It stops. Yeah. Right. Imagine that, but it never stops. Or imagine this in the even worse position, which is this: it stops for like an hour, and then it just starts again. So that's how it's been. I've had to have a USB mouse plugged into my computer for, I guess, 2 weeks now, which is fine. I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
Then enter into another problem. Out of fucking nowhere, one of my USB ports has decided that it no longer likes life. And it'll just randomly go out at any time. Like, it's happening, and that's what's happened before the show. So here's the problem. Now I've got a USB mouse that has to be plugged into the computer to use the trackpad, because if the trackpad's not plugged in, it starts randomly clicking at everything and then moving itself around, which is incredibly annoying. Moved a bunch of shit, a bunch of my files around for no reason. But if all of a sudden one of my USB ports goes, that means I have no USB port anymore.
Oh, I don't know how you're gonna make do.
Yeah. And this is the thing. I know I'm coming off as bitching and I'm coming off as complaining. This is the ultimate. I know it's the ultimate first world problem, but it's getting fucking weird. Like, it's just getting fucking weird that all of these things start happening and no reason. Like, it's as if I was cursed. It's as if there was somebody with a voodoo doll of me that's like poking my technology with a pen. I'm not going to lie. That is the theory on which I am currently going. That's the only plausible explanation that makes any sense. But yes.
I'm so sorry.
So this is what I've been dealing with. This is actually one of the reasons we didn't have a show last week, which is because everything is fucking going crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fucking... I'm just getting so fucking frustrated, honestly. And you heard me before the show.
Yeah.
I didn't even sound mad.
No, you just sounded exasperated.
Like, just done. Like, just,
yeah, I'm you're fucking, just, like, ready to give up. And I'm like, I can't blame you.
That's what's weird is, like, and I don't know if it does... I don't know if it does have something to do with age, because it seems too much of a coincidence, because the phone and the computer are almost exactly the same age. And the fact that they both decided to go in a week of each other just seems way too much of a coincidence.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's seriously made me reconsider ever buying another Apple product. I'm actually pretty much done. I'm honest. No, and I say that, like, I've been an Apple person since college. So I've been an Apple person for like 7 years now. I'm pretty much done. I don't think I'm going to buy another. I don't think if this MacBook goes, I don't think I'm going to buy another one.
I can't blame you, honestly. Like, I don't know. I like my Apple products because they sync up with everything together, which is really awesome. But then again, you can do that still with like a Windows phone. You could do that probably like with any other phone.
Yeah.
But at the same, I guess out of convenience, like, I like it. But at the same time, it just gives you so many fucking problems. Like,
I know,
there's no fucking point.
Honestly, it's, and I say this, and I'm not being dramatic, and I'm not being a bitchy when I say it, but I'm really, like, I'm also playing a lot more Steam games and stuff like that, and there's just so, like, The games that they do have for Mac just run so shittily. Like, I don't, and there's no reason why. Like, there's no reason why they couldn't put a good video card in there, other than they just don't want to.
No, it's true. And, like, what sucks is, like, I have a Steam account, but my Steam isn't working. Like, I can't play the games that I have.
And why is that?
I have no idea. Like, I've tried to log on to Steam, and it says that I can't open it. I've tried reinstalling it, and it won't open, or it won't let me play the games. I'm like, you'd be kidding me.
Yeah. No, I'm done. I'm really getting close to the point where I'm done. My phone's going to be, I think I'm going to be available to get a new phone in like a year. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to get a Galaxy.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get a Galaxy. And then when my computer finally goes and gets to the point where I don't want to put any more money into it, I'm just going to get a PC.
Just forget about it, yeah.
Just fucking say, fuck you, Apple. Give you the giant middle finger. Because, yeah, like, a two-year lifespan, everything I own is about 2 years old. If it's just going to start going randomly at 2 years, fuck that. That's bullshit. For the amount I paid for everything, like I would expect that of, like, a $400 computer, but, like, not this one. Not, like, a $1,200 computer. That doesn't make any sense. Like,
no, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
That's $600 a year. When you think about it in those terms, you're like, fuck. Like, yeah, so how's your week going?
Just been like a busy week. Just been a busy few, actually the last 2 weeks. Like, I was sick last week. I had God damn it, I don't know who
that
gave
was the
it
other reason
me.
We didn't record.
Yeah, who gave it to me? There was someone who came into my job or one of my coworkers who didn't tell anybody that they were sick. Like, I got the worst head cold in the summer. Like, I had 5 days off that, like, you know, like, I just wasn't scheduled for 5 days. I was sick for those 5 days.
Yeah.
And I was still, like, even when I came back to work, I was still stuffed up. I couldn't breathe. I think at one point I was with a client and I coughed and, like, all this mucus came up, like, in my hand. I'm like, oh, my God, this is so embarrassing.
Oh, my God. It would have been so great if you were, like, near the, like, the all the powder and just, like, just a powder bukkake. Just powder for days.
It would have been hilarious, but I was honestly trying to be like very careful, especially if I had to do an express service on somebody. Like, if I do like their makeup, I was just like, I warned them, like, look, I'm getting over cold. Like, I'm gonna, if I need to cough, I'll turn away, I'll rewash anything that like it comes in contact with. It's like I just cannot help myself right now.
Yeah.
And they were pretty understanding, which wasn't bad, but at the same time, it's like I was also working like really long shift hours, like, so all I was dead on my feet. All I wanted to do was just take cough syrup and lay down.
Oh, you turned into drugs already?
I had to like suppress the symptoms somehow. It was terrible.
And that's how Cheska developed her addiction to cough syrup.
And that's how I drink cough syrup for breakfast every day now.
Well, gotta make the papers. Everything is purple.
But, like, thankfully with that Tylenol liquid stuff, like, you don't feel tired. You don't kind of, like, want to fall asleep or, like, you don't feel, like, super, like, awake. It's just like, oh, my cough is gone and I don't need to sneeze anymore. This is fantastic.
You ever wonder why they have the drugs that do that? Like, you mean to tell me that you can make you can make something that will, like, you mean to tell me that you can make a thing that will tell my body to say, fuck you, sickness, and, like, it'll distort my entire brain chemistry, like, my entire body chemistry, so all of a sudden my body functions better.
Yep.
But you can't make a version that's going to get me fucked up? Like,
oh, no, like, they make the ones that fuck you up, but I'm just surprised they make the ones that they don't fuck you up.
See, I think they do it on purpose. I think they're just like, you know what, we found an easy way to get people fucked up, and we can't get in trouble for it, so let's just let the good times roll. I'm convinced NyQuil has been aware of this for years.
Oh, NyQuil and Robitussin have, yes, of course.
They've had a non getting you high version of it forever, but they know it won't sell as well, so they refuse to release it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like the Diet Coke thing. Diet Coke. Like, they just probably held on for Diet Coke forever because it's like, fuck it, we're just going to make people fat. This is going to be great.
Oh, Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. Diet Coke scares me, to be honest.
I don't like soda at all. Like, I think the only soda that I'll drink is either cream soda or Dr. Pepper. And it's on a very rare occasion where I'll just get, like, a hankering for it, and I'll be like, you know what? I think I will buy, you know, a small bottle of this, and my craving will go away.
Nobody has ever been properly able to convince me of why cream soda is pink.
It's not pink. It's amber-colored.
Like, no, I'm saying the Crush cream soda.
What?
Have you ever seen Crush cream soda?
No.
Okay, I'm going to send you a picture of this.
I've only seen, like, you know, what is it? The
maybe this is a Canada
barges,
thing.
Whatever it is. and Virgil's. Shit,
maybe it's a Canada thing.
It could be. I didn't know Crush made a cream soda.
Yeah, fucking A. In Canada, it's all over the fucking place.
Goddamn.
Oh my God, it is a Canada thing.
Oh, by the way, did you hear that Burger King, I think, is going to be like buying out Tim Hortons or something like that?
What?
Yeah.
That's bullshit. They can't do that.
Speaking of Canada.
No way. I haven't heard about this. How have I not heard about this?
I don't know.
I felt like this would be like R. Ferguson. Like, we about this as much. Like, you'd see as much coverage on Canadian television as there was of the like mash of that shooting of that unarmed black man. Just like, there's an unarmed black man who's been murdered in the United States. But in bigger news, someone's trying to buy Tim Hortons.
Oh my God. Why is it pink?
Yeah, it's pink.
That
and
makes
it's
no
like,
sense.
No. Like, what do you have as far as Crush?
Hold on. For Crush?
Yeah.
Let's take a look. We only have, like, orange. Like, we have orange, grape, and, like, we have fruit flavors for it. And, like, I think, like, a raspberry or something, or a strawberry. I'm sorry. We have orange, diet orange, strawberry, and grape.
Crush cream soda. I'm looking it up, by the way. Crush cream soda, only available in Canada. I'm going to send you a six-pack of this.
Oh, my God. Why is it pink, though? Like,
I don't know. No one's ever been able to properly explain it to me.
I only buy Virgil's, though. I like Virgil's cream soda.
People have tried several times to explain it, and they always just have the exact same reaction. It's always the exact same reaction, where I'm just like, that's fucking retarded. They're just like, oh, no, it's because it's, like, sweet, like frosting, like, on a cake. And I'm like, that's fucking retarded. They should call it crushed frosting, then.
Frosting soda, yeah. But like, there's, what is it, by Virgil's, they make, it's so delicious. It, every time I used to have one, every time I am after I embalmed a body, it was black cherry cream soda, and it tasted so fucking good. All right.
I'm sending you the Wikipedia page of Crush,
mm-hmm.
so that you can see all the different varieties they have.
Oh my God! Stop.
For some reason, a significant portion of them, and by significant I mean two, are only available in Canada. One of them is only available in Newfoundland.
Oh,
which, if you know anything about Newfoundland,
birch beer is so disgusting.
If you know anything about Newfoundland, it's a fucking tiny ass place.
Crush cream soda only sold near Quebec, Newfoundland, Labrador, and pink in the rest of Canada.
To give you an idea.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this is fucking crazy. There's like so many of them. Crush apple.
I've never seen any of these. I've only seen the four that I told you.
Let's see. We got Crush Apple, Crush Berry Blast, Crush Berry Punch, Crush Berry Pomegranate, Crush Birch Beer, which we've established is only available in Newfoundland.
Oh, God. And some Sobey chains across Canada, but not.
Yeah, that's a grocery store.
Oh, really? Weird.
Yeah. Crush Blue Raspberry.
That doesn't sound
Crush Bubblegum,
I've
which
seen
sounds
that.
Disgusting.
I've seen that in like a 7-Eleven, and that sounds disgusting too.
Crush Cherry, which for some reason has a citation or
a reference.
Crush Chocolate.
Ugh.
Gross. Crush Cola, which apparently was only available in Kuwait for two decades in the 1970s and 1990s.
Makes no fucking sense.
Crush Frozen Orange. I'm skipping over cream soda because we've talked to death. Crush Frozen Orange Dream. Crush Tropical Punch. Crush Fruity Red. Crush Ginger Beer. Crush Grapefruit. Grape. Lemon. Lemon Lime. Lime. Nectar. Orange. Orange, which is the only one that most people know.
Ugh.
I know actually Lemon Lime. Our lime is here too. We have lime all over the fucking place.
Oh, yeah.
It's green, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I'd imagine it would be.
Crush Orange. Peach. Peach Sour. Pear. Pineapple. Pink grapefruit, red cream, red licorice, root beer. What the hell ever the fuck Sarsi is?
Sarsi.
Let's look this up. Crush. Let's see. Sarsi. Sarsi is a sarsaparilla soft drink.
Oh,
similar
so
to root
it's
beer,
a sarsaparilla
available
soda.
In most Southeast Asian countries in the Philippines and Malaysia.
Okay.
Right. Crush soda water, which is also only available in Kuwait between 1970. What happened in Kuwait in the 1970s and 1990s that Crush was like, we need to capitalize on this market. What we clearly need to bring into these people is cola and soda water. That's
but
all
like,
they need.
But like they pulled out after 1990. They're like, you know what? Yeah. They don't need us anymore.
Yeah, after 1990, they're just like, this place is getting a little bit weird. We're going to leave.
I don't like
we're
it.
Getting out while the getting's good. Crush sour apple, which briefly offered in 2005.
That sounds disgusting too.
Crush strawberries and cream. Crush strawberry. Crush strawberry lemonade. Crush wild cherry cola. Crush watermelon. Diet crush cream soda, which is a fucking mouthful. Diet crush grape. Diet crush lime. And diet crush orange. Now, based on the fact that the only exclusive items that are sold by this company are in Newfoundland and Kuwait, without looking, where do you think this this company comes from?
Without looking?
Based on the fact that only two items are... There's only four items that are exclusive. Two of them in Canada, two of them in Kuwait. Where do you think this company comes from?
A part of me wants to say that... I think it's a U.S. company, but that's just me. Only because, like, we have, like, so little flavor here, but then apparently, like, we love Canada so much that we want to share it. But I don't know. I think it's either a Canadian or an American country.
You are absolutely correct. It's an American company.
Holy shit.
I was like, when I'm looking at that, I'm like, oh, it's clearly a Newfoundland company. There's no way that they've catered to this. I want to interview the people behind this company. Like, they sound fucking crazy. Like,
fucking weird Newfies. Jesus Christ.
They're not Newfies. Like,
if they were, it's like, imagine that. It's like, goddammit.
Orange Crush doesn't even have its own, like, Orange Crush has a song by R.E.M., but it doesn't have its own entry in Wikipedia. It's just lumped in with the rest of them. It's not even, like, it's not even, there's not even a picture of it when you go on the Wikipedia page. That's so fucking crazy. We learned some about Crush today, Jessica. We've talked about Crush. I love Orange Crush. I'm gonna be honest. I go on Orange Crush benders where, like, it's all I'll drink for, like, a month, and I'll never touch it again.
I used to do that, like, when I was a kid. I loved orange soda. I don't know why. That and, like, root beer, I was crazy about it. But now it's like, yeah, it's too sweet for me. Like, I'll have it maybe once every few months. I can't, either way, it's just, I don't know what it is. I think it's just from not drinking soda for so long that now, even, like, what was it? We were out at a fucking TGI Fridays in the middle of the night because I got off of work around 10 and I really wanted food, and we went to go to, like, it was regardless. I went to go see a friend play a show. After the, like, there's nothing open, let's just go to Fridays. So I order a water, and Matt orders a Sprite. I couldn't, I, no, I ordered, what is it, like, it's like soda water. And they both come to the table, and as soon as, like, you know, I just took one of them, they look the same. I took a swig, and it's like, oh God, it's disgusting, just take it away from me. It was Sprite, and it was just filled with sugar, because you could taste the syrup.
Yeah, I like root beer. I like Barks root beer every once in a while. I make a mean root beer float with Barks root beer.
I love Barks root beer.
Oh my God! We debuted it for our demented dinner party, which we do. I told you about the McDunkin, right?
Yes.
Our beer batter double cheeseburger with poutine on top, with sautéed onions and onions and sautéed mushrooms.
I kind of want it.
It's fucking ridiculous. So my contribution to the night was I made a root beer float, which was Barks root beer and then a scoop of vanilla ice cream, whipped cream, and a cherry on top. It was pretty amazing. It was one of the greatest things I've ever made in my entire life.
That sounds amazing.
And that includes all of my illegitimate children.
Oh my God.
Yeah. No, it's so funny though that, like, Crush. I had no idea that cream soda was like that version. Because if you asked a Canadian person, that's what they think of when they think of cream soda. If you were to say, "What is cream soda?" they'd be like, "Pink shit," and they would be like,
"Oh."
I had no idea that was one of those things that didn't. Isn't it weird when you live in a country for your entire life?
Yeah.
It's so funny that, like, you don't necessarily know the things that don't translate. Like, there are so many cartoons I grew up with that I just talk to people about, and they're like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
I honestly thought that, you know, cream soda was either clear or amber colored in, like, any country, and I am apparently wrong. Apparently it is pink in Canada.
Oh, it's pink as hell. Like, it's the pink thing. Like, if you see a pink soft drink, you recognize it instantly as cream soda.
You know it's cream soda.
Exactly. There's no ambiguity to it. It's not like, oh, there's some. We have several pink. It's just there's one, and apparently you guys don't even have it.
No, we don't. Like, the only pink thing that we would have are, like, slushies that are bubblegum flavored.
Yeah, that's so fucking funny. That's just, yeah, I'm going to put that in my little Journal of Canada.
Oh, my God.
So the next time you, the next time when you finally get off your ass and come up here.
I want to. I honestly think I'm going to take a trip, take, like, Amtrak up to Canada or something.
You should. I'm telling you, it's a train station and right in my town. I could come pick you up. It's going to be great.
That'd be awesome.
It's like, you can come and, like, watch me burn all of my technology.
I'll help you with the fire. We'll just get one of those big burning barrels, and we'll
just do the office space thing and just bring it out to the thing with a baseball bat, just in slow motion.
I burned that in the building. I told you I would.
No, I meant when they break the printer, when they fucking take the baseball
bat. Oh, Jesus
Christ,
yeah, when he, like, brings it out into the middle of a fucking field and just
baseball bat
on
and
it.
Just slow-mo, just...
Oh, God, we watched that recently, too. It was funny.
Good movie. Good fucking movie. Speaking of things that are good, or things that people say are good, Doctor Who is back.
I'm so happy.
Doctor Who is back in the hizay. The Doctor is in as a tour. Fans of the show will remember that we did Doctor Who for a while there. I don't know why I did not watch the Regeneration episode for so long.
I feel like you just didn't want it to end.
I didn't. I really didn't. And I watched it. I'll admit, I watched it the day before the new episode aired, which I didn't realize was the day before the new episode aired.
Yeah.
I just got a hankering to watch it. I'm like, you know what? I'm finally going to watch this. I'm finally going to sit down. I'm going to watch this, and then I'll be done. And then it's just like, I'm like, done. And I'm like, oh, that was really good. Oh, my God. Oh, what now? And then it's like, oh, it's on tomorrow? Oh, that's nice.
That's nice, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's convenient.
Yeah, because I remember, like, you texted me. Like, it was like, I was going to bed because I was sick. And you're like, oh, my God, I watched the thing. I'm like, finally watched the thing.
Yeah, so I don't want to get into too much spoilers about the Regeneration episode. I thought it was very, very well done.
I think it was, too. And honestly, I was really pleased with it.
It may be my favorite Regeneration episode.
I thought it was actually a really interesting way for him to regenerate.
I did. As much as I loved the David Tennant run, I thought his Regeneration episode was a tad blowjobby. It was a bit of a, look how great everything is. And I mean, the scene at the end where when he actually does regenerate and that last line is just gut punch. That one moment is probably better than anything in the Matt Smith Regeneration. But I thought just overall it was a much better episode. And they set up the whole idea very well, and like the way that they tied everything together was really interesting. The way he got old, spoiler alert, was really satisfying, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you thought of it. It's been a long time.
I liked it. I don't know. I've liked all the Regeneration episodes because I think, you know, they always find like a very good way to introduce the new Doctor. And sometimes it's sad, sometimes it's happy. I honestly, like, no spoilers abound, like, but the way that they handled Matt Smith's regeneration to Capaldi's Doctor, I liked it a lot, and I still hate Clara.
There is one thing that kind of pissed me off with it.
What was it?
Okay, so, and this is so stupid, and when you hear me say this, you're going to want to hit me in the face. There's a running gag, which is hilarious, at the beginning of the episode involving him being naked.
Oh, yeah.
And involving him using a hologram projector.
Oh, yeah.
When he walks out at the end, I thought for sure that the whole setup was that he'd already regenerated and he was a hologram.
No.
He was projecting a hologram over himself. And I thought that would have been amazing as a way to pay off that gag at the beginning if they're just like, if she touches him, just like, oh, wait a minute, you're not him. Like, why are you all wrinkly? It's like, oh, I'm fucking wearing a hologram. You don't like that?
No.
No, you don't like that at all?
No.
Because it didn't make any sense. It was like, oh, he already regenerated, but somehow he's still there. And then all of a sudden he just instantly translates. Like,
no.
I don't know. It's a little nitpicky thing, but I thought they were setting up. It's one of those moments where I'm like, when I watch it and I'm like, oh, he's coming out. Wait, he's looks the same. Oh, fuck. They'd already established he's got a hologram projector that makes him look like anything he wants on the outside. He's clearly to do it. That's a nitpicky as nitpicky gets, but so kind of pissed me off. So let's talk about the new episode.
I thought it was great. I liked that they even acknowledged that he's Scottish.
Yeah, that was funny.
I liked that because what was funny is, like, you know, David Tennant is Scottish, but he put on, you know, a British accent for the show.
And Stephen Moffat is Scottish too.
Yeah.
The writer of the show, like the guy, the head honcho of the show, is also Scottish. So, yeah. I thought it was a good episode. I'm still kind of... I mean, I'm always kind of out whenever we get a new Doctor.
I noticed.
I don't know what it is. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Regeneration is my least favorite element of the Doctor Who mythos. it's the part of the show that I have the hardest time accepting. It's the part of the show that seems the most ridiculously stupid. Mm. So yeah, anytime a doctor regenerates, I'm always very, very negative. Just, and not because necessarily I'm like, I don't like change, but it's just because I don't like regeneration as a concept. So the closer they are to the regeneration episode, the more I fucking hate it. Like, that's just generally the way it is. It is a dumb concept. Like, it, the way they do it in the show is stupid. Like, it really is stupid. The idea that, like, and it's so inconsistent. The fact that he sometimes seems to remember everything. He sometimes seems to have everything under control. He sometimes seems to be totally fine with it. Other times, he remembers nothing. He's an entirely, I mean, they always play it like he's an entirely different person, but he remembers everything. Everyone recognizes him. Like, it's kind of dumb.
No, but I liked with this one, like, you know, like a lot of the time, sometimes they don't recognize the doctor. It's like, who's this man? Oh, well, it's the doctor. He's got a different face. But even then, like, he was only slightly, like, not recognized for, like, part of the episode. But Clara was the one who was still, like, in so much disbelief. And, like, I thought it was, I don't know, I liked the end about how they kind of handled her, like, coming to terms with, like, this is who he is now. Like, it's still the same man. He's just in a different mindset. It's a different part of him. And, yeah. Like, the fact that, like, you know, when he's like, you know, well, who was that on the phone? It's like, it was me. Like, I know it was me. Just don't, you know, don't try to sugarcoat it. He's like, I need you to help me. Like, I need you to, like, look at me and see me. Like, don't look through me to see, like, the old me, which was really good.
The thing is, and I don't want to get too spoilery right off the bat, but, and I did like that. I really liked Clara's reaction because I thought it was much more realistic than some of the other reactions, which was, yeah, like you've been traveling with this guy. You've been, you know, he's been one person. All of a sudden, he's an entire. You have had no idea about this regeneration thing, and all of a sudden, he's an entirely different person. But that's gotta fuck with your head. And I really, as weird as it is, I thought, yeah, Clara was the highlight of the episode. And just the way that she dealt with that. The thing that really pissed me off was he kept saying something that is going to infuriate me for the rest of the season, or at least until they address it, because it's just the stupid impossible girl thing again.
Well, I think it was only...
Where did I get this face?
Yeah, but that's...
That's something that's going to piss me off. Because it's funny because like when I watch that, I'm just like, all right, I'm in. And then all of a sudden it's, where did I get this face? Why this face? I'm like, oh, fuck you, Stephen Moffat. Is this going to be another stupid like overarching conspiracy thing I give no shits about?
I just honestly feel like hopefully it's going to wear out. I hope it's going to just turn into something else. I just hope that he's just going to drop it and something else will, you know, something else will take its place, so to say. I don't know.
I hope it's a one-off joke. I hope they make it a one-off joke where he realizes, because remember the Pompeii episode where he's in, I hope it's a one-off joke where he remembers, oh shit, I met this guy once.
Well, you know, I would like that better. I would really like that.
Or if it was him and some kind of weird thing. I've said that last year, like when they cast him, like I thought that'd be great if they did a thing where they retconned it so it actually was him. And you see the end of that episode and you're like, oh, I'm glad I got my like fucking, because they've already established the doctor can like lose his memories and forget he's the doctor. If they did that, I'm like, oh man, I'm glad I got out of there before the fucking Pompeii went up in flames. Like that would be really funny. I think that would be a great way to retcon that.
It would be.
Internal consistency and all that.
It would
be. I think we should talk about the episode itself, though, because, I mean, we're obviously going to talk about Peter Capaldi, who I thought was fine. I don't have any strong feelings about him either way. It's kind of hard to judge him based on this episode, because he's really not in it all that much.
I don't know, like, based on this episode, like, from, like, the times that he was, you know, that he was actually showcased in it, I think, I liked him a lot. Like, I am so excited to see where he goes. Like, as the doctor, like, this is the kind of the incarnation of the doctor that I wanted. Like, I like the, you know, like, the carefree, you know, childlike whimsy that Matt Smith gave us. And I really like, not like the brooding, but like the PTSD doctor that we had with Eccleston. And everybody loves David Tennant. Like, he was fantastic because he was, you know, he gave you, like, a wide range of emotions. But I feel like with this, like, I think he knows that he is the doctor and everything, but at the same time, it's more just like, look, you know, you need to understand, like, this is who I am. And like, I'm kind of lost in myself and I need help now. And I'm really interested to see how they're going to like, where they're going to go with this.
Yeah. And it is interesting too, the way they're trying to reframe the whole character. Like the whole push with, I mean, starting with Eccleston to a certain degree, but definitely with Tennant, and then obviously with Matt Smith, was towards young and like youthful energy, like that whole idea of like youthful energy and like,
mm-hmm.
you know, like just this radiating charisma and like bouncing off the walls kind of thing.
Yeah.
But young, like really young. I feel like they've just abandoned that. They've just said, you know what, that fucking doesn't work. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work with this character. It doesn't work with this story. Because he's not a young guy. He's not. Yeah. He's like 2,000 years old or something. Like, and I thought that was interesting that they really do seem to be pushing the entire show in a different direction that way. I thought the episode was very much methodical, like very mm-hmm. slow, very methodical, and especially the end, like the ending of the episode. I don't want to spoil too much for people who haven't watched it yet, but
yeah,
the way that the whole like villain is dealt with at the end is very contrary to everything we've seen recently.
Yeah,
it's just, it's almost like this mental chess match between the two of them, but it never, like, I mean, they had that mental chess match episode where it was like the Doctor and the Cyberman Doctor in his own head.
Yeah.
But that was played out like a fight, like Scott Pilgrim style.
Yeah, like, I just felt like, I don't know, like, it was happening, but it never really came to a head. And, like, I don't know. While I liked the villain in this episode, I feel like they could have done, like, so much more with it.
Yeah, the villain was a bit on the nose. No pun intended.
No pun intended.
The villain was a bit on the, especially with, like, the whole, like, who am I? Like, what does a face mean? Like, and there was a little bit tiny, a little, huh? Huh? See? Villain face off. Oh, you know, robot. No, robots don't have faces, you know, huh? Huh? Like that kind of thing. I did enjoy it. I don't know if I will as enjoy Capaldi as much. I mean, I did enjoy the youthful, you know, boisterousness of the show. But if you recall, all my favorite moments are always like the more interesting philosophical moments, not somber, but the more you know, the moments where they take time to think about it and, you know, not just like crazy run. And like, you know, I think the show is at its best when it melds the action with the smart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a lot of the problems with the stuff we saw last season was like, it didn't really care about smart anymore.
Yeah, no, I miss when, you know, not only the Doctor was clever, but like his companions were also like, you know, like, you wouldn't think they were as clever, but, like, sometimes they would be, like, more, a little more clever than the Doctor, like, seeing something that he would miss or overlook. But I felt like they kind of, like, really, like, Moffat went crazy with that, with Clara, and that's why I couldn't get behind her, because it's like, oh, she's, like, out, you know, she's just outdoing the Doctor the whole time, and I just, I need a bit of, like, a foil with my, you know, with my protagonist. Like, it can't just be, you know, like, two of the same characters. That's why I had, such an issue.
Yeah, I it's one of those things. I mean, I don't know how I feel about Peter Capaldi being the guy who was cast in it. I'm a bit familiar with him as an actor. I've seen some of his stuff. He's a good actor, obviously. Like, there's no questioning that. I mean, whether or not he's a good fit for this character might be more remain to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's only been one episode, and he only really becomes the Doctor towards the end.
Yeah,
but I think it'll be interesting. I hope they get away from the whole overarching mythology stuff. And I know they are, actually. They've said that in interviews. I think I heard Stephen Moffat say, like, yeah, we're going to dial back a little bit on the serialization and kind of do a few more standalone episodes this year, which made me kind of happy because, you know, serialization is great if you have a good overarching story to tell.
Yeah.
But if it just feels like you're doing it for the sake of doing it, then, like, that's the stupidest thing to ever watch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it does remain to be seen. Is there anything else you thought it was cool? I mean, Clara's leaving too now.
I know, I'm so excited that she's leaving.
What if they get, like, I don't know, you don't know. Might not be good.
No, but you know what? I'm extremely excited that we're gonna get a new companion because I am so sick and tired. But I know that they're bringing on, for this season, they're bringing on, I guess, another guy. Like, they're gonna have two companions again, which is gonna be, like, exciting. Like, I'm excited for that.
No, it won't be a Rory. I'm sorry.
No, it won't be Rory, but you know what? Like,
nothing will ever replace my beloved Rory.
I love it.
Oh, me and Rory are going to get married someday. Not Arthur Darvill, the character of Rory. I will somehow marry a fictional character. Like, I will gay marry a fictional character somehow. Yeah, I think it's going to be good. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. It's Doctor Who. It really is Doctor Who, and it'll always be Doctor Who on some. It was funny. I was talking to somebody who's never watched Doctor Who before, and I was trying to explain it to them. Oh, that's a hard thing to do.
It's hard, isn't it?
And it's hard because I straddled the line where I would be like, I'd present it and I'd be like, okay, so there's this guy, right? Okay.
He's an alien.
But he's not a guy. He's not a guy. He's an alien. Uh-huh.
Now get behind me. Okay. He changes his appearance every few years.
I was smart enough not to fucking get to, enough not to get to regeneration until way towards the end. But I'm just like, so he's got this machine, right? And it travels anywhere in time and space. Basically, with this machine, this box, it's a police box. He can go anywhere he wants in time and space.
Yeah.
So what does he do? Well, he just kind of tools around, just has adventures. Like, you know, there's some drama in it. Like, it's not like he just, you know, it's not like he just like, oh, what's going on? Like, there's some villains and stuff like that. He solves crises and he stumbles upon stuff. And then she's like, oh, that sounds good. I might watch that. I'm like, yeah. So,
there's more about this that you don't understand yet.
Yeah. And then I'm like, yeah. So he's not immortal, but he's like, oh yeah. Like, oh, I heard there's a new guy. How does that work? Well, so there's this thing called regeneration where the doctor can just like, so basically they've rigged it so the doctor can like at any point change the actor and like they just write it into the show. It's like the doctor, he regenerates. So he's the same person technically, but he's not.
But he's not like a different person. Time. It's like a different part of his personality, but no one really sees it like that.
Yeah. And then she's just like, I'm out. And I'm like, no, it's really good. Honestly.
Like, no, come back.
Okay. So. And then I got her back, and I'm just like, okay, it sounds crazy, but they only do it every once in a while. Like, you just kind of have to watch it. Like, you just, and then she's like, oh, okay, I'll try to give it a shot. I'm like, yeah, and then she's like, oh, so like you said, there's villains. I'm like, oh, yeah, so this thing's called the Daleks? And I just got the Daleks. I'm out.
I'm out.
It is the biggest show of, like, it's so hard to describe the show without making it sound like the most retarded thing you've ever seen in your entire life.
Yeah, no, it's like, when I got into it, like, my friend, she didn't really describe it. Like, she described it to a point, but then she's like, you know what, here are some, like, really good episodes. Watch these and tell me what you think, and if you have any questions, I'll help you. I'm like, that is the perfect way to introduce anybody to Doctor Who.
Yeah, you just throw it at them and say, watch it. Like, just you'll get used to it, is the way I almost describe it at this point. Is like, and not even that it'll make sense, you'll get used to it. Like,
yeah, you just kind of get used to it, and then you kind of, like, by getting used to it, you understand.
I'm totally used to, like, when I realized I was used to it?
When?
When in the Matt Smith regeneration episode, when the universe breathed gold dust onto him, and all of a sudden he's got, like, an entirely new set of lives, and they give no explanation for it, and I'm like, I'm fine with this. I'm totally fine with this. Like, I just realized, oh, my God, I'm used to it. Because Ben, who was watching it at the beginning, would have been like, wait a fucking minute.
Wait a minute.
And you know I would have, because I would have said that to you. It would have been, hey, Cheska, wait a fucking minute. Just, like,
wait, hold up. Yeah.
Oh, slow your roll for a second here.
Oh, my God.
You mean to tell me that the universe breathes gold jism into this dude's lungs?
Jesus.
And with no rigs and explanation, whatever, he's just all of a sudden given new life?
Exactly.
No explanation at all?
Nope.
No real explanation of how? No explanation of why? No explanation of who?
Nope.
Just fucking happens.
Just happens for
farts
no reason.
Gold dust into his mouth. And he can turn into an old Scottish dude.
Yep. He just didn't know.
Yeah. I'd just been like, fuck you. That would have been my entire reaction. But I guess I'm just fucking used to it at this point.
Yeah, we all are. Except for the new people.
No, it was a good episode. I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of them. Like, every doctor I find, their first few episodes are always their weakest.
I don't know. Yeah, it kind of is. I don't know. I really like the first episode that Matt Smith had, you know.
Yeah, Matt Smith's first episode was great.
That was beautiful. I loved it. And I was really looking forward to, like, you know, to this one to see how they handled him. And you know what? I'm honestly pleased.
I remember that first episode because I remember sitting there going, like, oh, this show. I don't know if I can take this David Tennant being gone thing.
Oh, and then, like, you got, like, hooked because of...
And then all of a sudden this young blonde man just walks into my life and everything was okay at that point. And it was like, oh, what's going on here? This man, he's beautiful. Yeah, I love Rory. I don't know if you figured that out yet.
I have, and I love Rory too.
He's awesome. They should bring him back. I don't care. I don't fuck it. You breathe gold jism into the dude's mouth, and you can instantly have a million lives. You can bring Amy and Rory back.
But they can't because it's time locked, and they can't visit them now.
Jessica, gold jism was shot into the dude's mouth.
It's not about gold jism at all. It's about the doctor not being able to go back.
Did they ever explain how many lives he has left now, or are they just going to say, fuck it, he's got a million lives now?
No, they retconned it now.
He hit the Konami code.
Yeah.
He's got infinite lives now.
I don't understand it either, but they retconned it where he can regenerate more, I think, than 12 times.
See, it would have been almost more interesting. Like, this is how I think they should have done it. And I know I'm criticizing. This is how I would have done it if I was a writer.
Mm-hmm.
The first episode, he's a fucking kid. Like, they turn him into a child. They revert him back to, like, the idea would be, like, okay, he gets a new life, but he gets a whole new life. Like, he's a child. And it turns out Gallifreyan's age in, like, a day. And so Clara has to spend the entire first episode taking care of what starts out as a baby, then becomes a toddler, then by the whole end of the episode, he's a man.
No, I wouldn't watch that at all.
You wouldn't watch that?
Nope.
That would have at least made some semblance of sense. As it is, it's just whatever. Like, who cares? Gold jism for everyone.
Gold chism, everyone.
God bless us, everyone. In a town called Christmas. Which also made no fucking sense.
Oh my god.
I don't know if you have anything more. Have you read any of the episode descriptions coming up?
No, I haven't. I try not to read them, honestly. I just kind of wait till they show up on, like, on TV. And I'm like, oh, let's see what this is about today.
Yeah. No. I'm trying to find someone to fill the void. I mean, TV's all the fall TV shows are going to be coming back pretty soon. Because guess what? Summer's over, yo.
Oh, my God. That's right. Our birthday's coming up.
I know. Our birthday's coming up in, like, less than a month. In less than a month, I will be 25 years old.
I'll be 27. Wow.
Yep. But the thing is, 25. That means I'm halfway from 20 to 30.
You're also, you know, a quarter of a century old.
If I were to die at 75, which I think most people would agree, it's not a bad time. Like, that's all right. I mean, it's a little on the low side. But
it's a little on the low side. A
little on the low side, not unreasonable. Like, if a person dies at 75, no one goes, he was taken too soon. And most people are just like, yeah, he had a good run. I mean, he might have lived a little healthier. Might not have, you know, smoked for his entire life. You know, might have not eaten at McDonald's all the time. But, you know, he had a good run.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I peg 75 as. If I die at 75, one third of my life is over.
That's not terrible.
Yeah. I'm freaking out a little bit.
Don't freak out because you know why? It's not that bad.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to find, it's getting to the point. Summer's always interesting because I find myself, I've had a harder time with this than most summers, of finding some TV show to fill the void.
Oh,
like last summer was easy because I had Doctor Who.
I've been watching Derek this summer.
Yeah, I had Doctor Who last summer. That was my thing. Was that a year ago?
That was a year ago.
Goddamn. Yeah, you watched Derek?
Yeah, we've been watching that like on and off a few nights, and for the past few days we've been watching The Simpsons Marathon and FFX.
The Simpsons Marathon.
Yeah, they're on like season 12 as of like this morning, I think.
Really?
Yeah, they have like 6 more days to go.
So beautiful.
And then on Friday they're showing the movie.
It's a beautiful thing. It really is.
It is like 24/7 Simpsons. I've been like loving it.
I had a dream about that when I was a child. I almost predicted this when I was a kid because I don't know if you guys are familiar with my Simpsons. If you, the audience, are familiar with my history with the Simpsons.
Oh, I think we are by now.
It's dense. Like it's a dense history. And I remember as a child thinking what they should do is instead of having channels with, this is when they first came up with satellite, they had like a 1,000 channels. I guess I wasn't that young. I said, instead of having channels with shows that like rotate, they should have a channel for every show.
Mm-hmm.
Not every show necessarily, but like the big shows. But like, so you got a Simpsons channel, for example, and it just always shows The Simpsons. So you know you can always turn on to The Simpsons channel, and there's always going to be an episode of The Simpsons on.
Oh, I'd love
Lo and behold, and I said, yeah, these, and I think I remember saying the same thing with Law and Order, like years later. This is just like Law and Order, like a Law and Order channel. Always Law and Order, all the time.
Well, it's like they have 4 channels that show Law and Order, I think 4 or 5, and it's like, all right, well, now I'd like to see like Simpsons on like almost every channel that I can watch. But this is like, what is it? Like, I'll go to sleep, I have The Simpsons on. I wake up, put The Simpsons on. This has just been like the best.
Do you ever like figure out how much time has passed when you look at it, when you wake up? Just no. Like, how much time has passed in showtime?
It was like on my day off, like I think I watched at least like 10 something episodes. And I was like, holy shit, where did my day go?
Yeah, it just sucks. What season were you in with that happening?
I started, I think it was around like the 9th season when I you know, I was like, oh, like let's really sit down and watch it. But the thing is, like, I have all the episodes on my computer and I'll watch them like randomly, but like I haven't watched them in like, you know, canonical order where like you sit down and just like keep watching and keep watching. So I think it was around like the 8th or 9th season that I was like really sitting down and like watching this.
I remember, like, the weirdest moment for me was when I was watching a rerun of The Simpsons, and it was like, and it was the episode where Maude Flanders dies.
Oh, with the friggin' t-shirt cannon.
With the t-shirt cannon, when she gets rocketed off.
Yeah.
And then they fire t-shirts at her funeral, which is fucking hilarious.
That's hilarious.
But I remember, because I vividly remember that episode being new. Like, I vividly remember when that episode came out because it was a huge deal. Because they made a huge deal in the media about how they're going to kill off a character.
Aww.
And they said, like, they had a whole list, and, like, one of them was Flanders, but it didn't say Maude. It just said Flanders.
I remember that, too. I remember, like, watching that when it was, like, when they first showed it.
It was Sunday on Fox, and you're like, oh, here we go. Like, this is going to be it. And then it was like, oh, yeah, that episode, that was 10 years ago. And I'm like, what?
No, it's not.
And then, like, because I watch The Simpsons nonstop. So I would watch all these episodes from the earlier runs, from when before I was, you know, because The Simpsons came out the year I was born. Like, that's the Fox show started. So that my life has, there's never been a moment in my life where The Simpsons has not existed in some form.
Yeah.
Which is kind of amazing. And so, yeah, so there'd be all these episodes. Like, I didn't start watching until I was, like 9.
Yeah, no, I was about the same. Like, I watched when I was, like, 10, like, because I, like, all my friends were getting into it. It's like, oh, have you seen The Simpsons? It's so funny. It's like, I don't know what The Simpsons are. Let's watch.
Yeah. Once I started, though, I didn't stop. Like, it was pretty often. It was pretty early. It absorbed my life completely.
It's so fantastic.
But the thing is, so I'd be, like, 9 or 10 years old, and then I would watch all these old episodes, like the one where Homer goes over Springfield Gorge, to the first episode where they get Santa's little helper, and they'd be like, wow, these episodes are so, and I'd be watching them as a kid being like, man, these episodes are so old.
They are.
It's not like these new episodes are like crazy, like they look all, the animation's so much better, and they have Duff Man and like all this stuff, and Smithers isn't black, and like,
that's right. I would watch
these episodes, and then like even like season 3, season 4, that looks old as shit. That was like the season with Homer when he was the baseball team, which was one of the funniest episodes they ever made. I still giggle every time I think about. Don't worry, ma'am, I'll save your baby.
I'll save your baby.
My cat. Don't worry, ma'am, I'll save your cat. Oh. My player piano. Oh God damn it! You gotta be kidding me. I laugh every time. It's the funniest thing. And so I'd watch that season, and I would think about that, like, oh man, that's so old. And then I just was watching a random episode, and I was watching like a random episode, and it was the Maude Flanders dying episode. I'm like, yeah, it's so, it's one of the newer ones. And I realized I had to come to terms with the fact that if I had started exactly there, this would have been, I was old enough at this point. I'd been watching for 10 years straight, like over 10 years straight. I had to come to terms with the fact that like, this was an old episode now. Like,
it's weird. It's
weird. I remember that being very hard. Yeah. Oh, The Simpsons. So what's been your favorite episode you've watched so far in the marathon?
God damn it. Is it Tap a Tap Tap? It was on yesterday when like Lisa Wants to Be a Dancer. That was probably one of my favorites too.
Oh my God, that doesn't seem like an old episode, but it is.
Is it? Yeah, I know it is. It's so sad. But let's see what else. Oh shit! I've watched so many goddamn episodes in the past like 5 days.
I'm gonna look up Simpsons season 9. Let's see what we got here. I'm about to make everybody who's listening to this feel really old. So the first episode of Simpsons season 9 is the episode where Barney steals Homer's car and the family ends up going to New York.
what was the one where, like, there was another one where, like, Barney cleans up his act and, like, Homer is the new Barney. That was another good one.
Yeah, Barney gets sober.
Yeah, where, like, and Barney gets sober.
With the greatest ending ever with with Mo with his little cappuccino cart.
Yes.
He's like, no one gets away.
The other one, too, where, like, what is it? Homer gets, like, the crayon taken out of his brain and he becomes, like, wicked smart.
One, yeah, that's a great one.
And then he gets Mo to put him back the way that he was.
Let us see. So I can't find the episode where Lisa becomes a dancer. Oh my God, Lisa the Simpson is one of the funniest episodes of television ever made. Do you remember that episode?
Yes.
So if you're not familiar, audience at home, one of the funniest episodes. We should just do this on the show. Like, every week we should take a new season and talk about our favorite episodes.
That'd be fun.
We could do it for half a year because there's 25 of them.
But it's right. Like, they're showing like all 552 episodes right now. So it's we could do one for like half a year every week.
If we did one a week, it would take us almost half. It would take us like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be hard because, like, a lot of the episodes, I stopped watching at a certain point. Like,
I did too for a while. Bad.
Lisa the Simpson, sorry we've kept you guys in suspense, is one of the funniest episodes because that's when they introduced the idea of the Simpsons curse, which every Simpson starts off as a incredibly intelligent, polite, well-mannered person. And then at a certain point, they all become retards. And it's this whole episode, and it's got the greatest thing ever, which is Bart and Homer running at each other with buckets on their heads.
Oh my God, yeah.
And the reveal at the end of the episode that the Simpsons gene is only passed down the Y chromosome. And you see all these really smart Simpson women.
Oh, Jesus, yes.
And then they cut over to all the men, and they're all like doing the bucket on the head thing. And they're circled around, and they're like cheering each other on. Oh my God, it's one of the funniest episodes I've ever seen.
That's hilarious.
Oh, it's so good. We could probably do that. That'd be a fun thing to do.
That would be.
Oh my God, it's so good. But yeah. I haven't watched a single episode I don't think we get FXX up here.
It's the I don't know. Yeah, I know they're streaming it too, so you should be able to watch it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just find it online, but
No, I'm just saying, like, if you wanted to watch, like, it, you know, broadcasting, you can watch it, like, streaming, because they are streaming it.
I can't believe that. It's funny because I'm on Amazon and I'm looking at the ninth season.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they still made DVD sets of it.
Yeah.
Who still buys, like, DVD sets of television shows at this point? Is there I feel like that was a thing. And
I still do. Some, it depends on the show. My cousins, they own every season of The Simpsons because it's big with them, too. Like, him and his kids, like, they own every single season of The Simpsons. They have for Christmas. They have, like, you know how you put the Christmas trains out? They have a Simpsons one with every character. And, like, every year they would have a new one that was put out. Yeah. So, like, you know, they're definitely ones to, you know, to buy stuff like that.
Well, it looks like the last one they did was Simpsons Season 16, which is on Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
And that was from, they put that out, I guess, a year ago?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Interesting. I wonder if, are they releasing them, like, yeah, they must be releasing them in, like, Wave, right?
Yeah.
I wonder how they're doing. I'm sorry, I'm just looking it up right now. I'm actually kind of interested.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I guess they're doing one a year, so they're just catching up that way.
Yeah, it's not bad, though.
It's crazy that they're still doing it, because that means there's enough of a market. Because, like, I listened to a really interesting interview with, I read the AMA of Alex Hirsch.
Mm-hmm.
The guy, if you're not familiar, Alex Hirsch is the guy who made Gravity Falls.
Yeah.
And they were asking, they basically said, what is the likelihood of getting a Gravity Falls Blu-ray set or DVD set? And I was really surprised because he said that it's probably not going to happen just because they don't make any money. A lot of them don't make any money at all. Like, And they're so expensive to make that unless they're going to make a huge market, like they don't even bother doing it anymore.
Mm.
And that really, I was surprised by that because it seems like I remember every show coming out and having one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess they don't do them for a lot of shows. Because it's funny because Gravity Falls, which is back. Well, not back. It's off again.
No. Yeah. No. I really would have loved if they would have made a DVD. I just downloaded all the episodes recently because I'm like, fuck it.
Oh, how many episodes?
The first season's like 13 episodes.
I was going to say, it's not 8. There's more than that. I've got good news for you.
There's 13. I just said I recently downloaded all of the episodes.
Oh, I said all 8 episodes.
No.
I was like, oh no, because I got all excited for a second. Because I'm like, oh my God, you're going to be so happy when I tell you this. Gravity Falls is the best. Mm. It's interesting. He talked about the whole, because I don't know if you don't follow, you're not current on it. So, they have a really weird release schedule with that show.
Yeah, it's really strange.
Like they take like months off. Like I think they've been on hiatus till September right now.
Which makes like no sense.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he talked about that. He said the interesting thing was he kind of put it all on himself, and I've never heard a guy be so. He said it was, well, he put some of it on himself. He put some of it on himself, some of it on them. Which is that, it takes a long time to do the show. So
yeah.
If he doesn't hit his deadline, they have to delay it.
Really?
Which seems so crazy to me in this like modern day and age that like,
oh my God,
they would have to do that just because you don't hit your deadline. Apparently he's got a bad habit of not hitting his deadline.
Mm.
He's a bit of a control freak. But it shows because it's a really good show. Also, I'm looking up for some reason on Amazon. There is a bestsellers list, which is luxury watches.
Oh my God.
One of them is $22,000.
Jesus
Christ. How that is on the bestsellers list. That's more than most cars on the road.
Yeah.
$22,000. And it's not even that nice of a watch. Listen, let's see. You got to see this shit. How is that a bestseller? If he sold one of those things, he'd be like, "We're in the money. We're in." Oh my God, this one's $117,000.
Oh fuck, that's an ugly watch.
Yeah, that's $22,000.
It's not worth
it. You want to see what a $117,000 watch looks like? Oh shit, I'm not sending that to Chelsea. Oh shit, I'm gonna send that to Chelsea too. Chelsea didn't get a kick out of this. Listeners at home, I'm sorry. Look up. On Amazon, Patek Philippe Grand Complication Men's Platinum.
Oh, that's not good. Oh, it's cute with a little sun in the moon.
117,666 and it usually ships within 2 to 3 weeks.
No, thank you.
That's worth more than the truck it will be delivered on.
No.
That's worth more than the truck it will be delivered on and probably the yearly salary of the guy who's going to deliver it to you.
No.
What's the most expensive watch? There's another one that's 116.
How did we get on the topic of watches?
Come on, it's just my 80 kicking in.
I'm so hungry.
What's the most expensive watch I can buy? That's insane. Like, could you imagine spending anything that much money on anything?
My God, no, I can't.
You could buy a boat for that. You could buy the best boat ever for that. Not the best boat ever, but like a pretty pimp.
You could buy a boat.
Let's go with 200. 1, 2, 3. $200,000. Let's go. 200,000. Yeah, that Patek one is the most expensive watch in the entire world on Amazon.
No.
Contact seller of the record. Damn.
Jesus.
That's insane. Anyway, we got to get out of here.
We do.
I'm now looking up items that no one who you know will ever be able to afford. God damn it. For a fucking watch, too. All right, we got to get out of here. This has been a fun episode of the Brain Gasm Podcast. We talked some Doctor Who, we talked some Simpsons, we talked my destruction of technology and why technology hates me, and how I'm buying a $717,000 watch. Jesus. You could buy a house for $117,000.
You could.
You could buy a decent house for $117,000. Not a great house, a decent house. Cash. Okay, yeah. Damn.
Jesus.
Sorry.
I can't.
Thank you very much for listening to this 6th episode of the Brain Gasm Podcast. My name has been Ben. I am Ben. You can follow me on Twitter at Brain Gasm Ben. Follow the show on Twitter at Brain Gasm Pod. Go if you want to buy a $117,000 watch, click our banner ad on Amazon so we get a kickback. We'll get 4% of that. So
oh my goodness.
Do you have a let's find out what 4% of $117,000 is.
Not a lot of money.
I think it might be. All right, so let's see. $117,000 times 0.00. Do your, why don't you do your sign off while I figure out how much money we could make if somebody buys this watch by clicking the link on braingasmpodcast.com.
Like every other week, I am Cheska. You can follow me on Twitter at WoBlackBetty because I recently changed my name because I didn't want to be OSugar anymore because I'm just like, I'm over it.
She fucking does that again.
I'm over it. It's been a few years. I'm allowed to change my name. I think it's been like 3 years. Anyway, you can follow me still on Tumblr at jailhouserockabetty.tumblr.com. I post makeup reviews now, but on a different blog. It's usually linked whenever I post it. I usually reblog it, so I'm not even going to bother crediting what the address is at this point. There's no reason. Trying to think. There's not a whole lot. You can find me on Facebook if you want, and we could talk about things that make Ben angry, like technology and Doctor Who regenerations. That's always fun. That's all I have to say. Did you figure out what 4% is now?
Do you want to know how much it is?
How much is it?
So if somebody, if a billionaire, if an Arabian sheik goes on and buys this watch by clicking the link on BrainGas. Anybody who's not buying 100, you can just do that if you're just buying anything, by the way. It adds up. If somebody were to do that, buy this watch on Amazon and click through our website, we would get $4,680.
Oh, man, someone buy the watch. It'd be great.
Seriously, somebody, billionaire, buy the watch, please. We will be forever in your debt, which I think you would own me at that point.
You probably would, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's how it works. So
I think that's how it works.
I think that's how slavery works.
Yeah.
Not clear, but it seems to be. So thank you very much. Buy this watch. Click through our website. Good night, everybody.
Good night.